Okay, let's pray. Father, we need you. We thank you for your presence in this place. We thank you that, yes, Lord, you're in control. And Lord, I pray you just speak into our hearts and to our minds. Father, Lord, I pray that we would hear your words this morning, that we would hear you. Father, I pray your Holy Spirit would speak to us each personally, Father. Lord, you know exactly where each of us are at. We're all at different places, Father, but you can speak right into that. So, Lord, I pray you take my words, take your word, and Lord, just speak into our hearts and our mind. Lord, I pray faith would come. Lord, where we got fear, I pray fear would disappear and dissolve, and faith would come. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So, the title of my message is Fear or Faith? What do you carry? Fear or faith, what do you carry? Because I don't know about you, but there's a lot of fear around at the moment. COVID gripping the world. Doesn't that, well, it's making people very fearful. But look, the world's always trying to bring fear. This isn't unusual. The news will bring you fear. It will bring you fear about climate change. Climate change has gone a bit quiet lately, hasn't it? But the fear about we're getting too hot or we're getting too cold. Fear about the economy going to crash. Fear about the stock market. Fear about your business. Fear about interest rates. Oh my goodness, no matter what's happening, it's just coming down. Now it's going up. Fear. There's fear about what house you're going to live in. Fear about life will never be the same. Have you had that fear? It's never going to be the same. It's not as good as it was. When I was a kid, it was fear about a nuclear war. How many remember that as a kid? That was fearful. You know, America was going to drop a bomb on Russia and Russia was going to do it back and then it would all just turn into this big bush. It was fearful. A year ago, we were all fearing about not having any toilet paper. That was one of the fears that we were having. There's all sorts of things that will be fear. Do you know, the virus is contagious and travels through the year, but I think fear is even stronger as a virus. And fear is contagious. I see fear as being like the little bit of yeast that gets into things and just spreads through. Fear. Fear is contagious. It doesn't take a lot of fear to make it spread. I know this is a funny thing to sort of say, but what if you had COVID? Would you be fearful of spreading it? Would you be concerned about getting it? How would you feel? What if you're a carrier? You're a carrier. You know, we all carry something. Hopefully not COVID. Hopefully in this room. But what do you carry? Because we're all carrying something that's affecting the people around us. Are you carrying fear or are you carrying faith? Carrying faith can pass on to others, and those near you catch whatever you're carrying. They're catching it no matter what, whatever you're carrying. You know, the other day I suppose I was a bit frustrated. You're reading the news, and then I've got all these emails of people, and you're trying to make these decisions. And our staff meeting was in the prayer room upstairs. And we go up into the prayer room and I'm going, as I'm sitting there, I'm going, Jesus, where are you in all this? Where are you? Lord, I really need to know where you are. Where are you? And I felt Jesus said, I'm asleep in the boat. And at first I went, oh, that's a cop out. Asleep in the boat. Come on, what's wrong? And then I started thinking about it. He's at peace. He's not full of fear and anxiety. There's a storm going on. The disciples were rushing around, you know, trying to get everything under control, whereas Jesus was at peace, asleep in the boat. Let me read it to you in Matthew 8, verse 23. Then Jesus got into the boat and they started across the lake with his disciples. Suddenly, a fierce storm struck the lake with waves breaking into the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him up shouting, Lord, save us, we're going to drown. Jesus responded, why are you afraid? I don't know if you've been in a storm out in the sea. It's scary. It's a scary thing. I know why they're afraid. Because that storm looked pretty devastating. That storm was crashing into the boat, and boats aren't supposed to have water on the inside. They were starting to get fear, and he's saying, why are you afraid? You have so little faith. Then he got up, and he rebuked the wind and the waves, and suddenly there was a great calm. And I suppose this morning, I'm wanting you to get a great calm. I want you just to stop and go, come on, I need the calm of the Holy Spirit. I need the calm of Jesus in my boat. Is he in your boat? Where is he? You know, we do the freedom prayers. And one of the questions is, where is Jesus? If you close your eyes right now, is he with you? In fact, close your eyes. If you're at home, close your eyes. Where's Jesus for you right now? What are the words that he's saying to you? What does he say? Not what the world is saying, not what the storm is saying. What's he saying? What's he saying to you right now? Peace. Fear not. I'm with you. Where is he? Because he's with you. He said he'd never leave you or forsake you. He's with you. And there's something about just recentering ourselves on him rather than on the things around us. Because the things around us consume us. The disciples were consumed by the waves and the rough of the sea. He got up and he spoke to the storm. And I don't know about you, I've been rebuking the storm. I've been speaking against, I've been praying. I've probably prayed more than I've had in a long time, which is probably a good thing. And it's a good thing for some of you. Some of you have prayed more than you have. Oh, that's a good thing. Let's pray more. Speak to the situation and then bring calm. You know, we as Christians should be the people that are bringing calm. We should be the ones that are going, hey, no, it's all right. God's got it under control. I'm okay. I'm at peace. You know, Paul wrote to the church in Thessalonians. I think they're the Thessalonians. I can't say it. Church. In 1 Thessalonians 1:2. Well, you say it 10 times. See how good you are. Hey, this church was being persecuted. This was one of the persecuted churches. And in verse 2, Paul says, we always thank God for all of you and pray for you constantly. As we pray to our God and Father about you, we think of your faithful work, your loving deeds, and your enduring hope. And the enduring hope you have because of the Lord Jesus. We think about your faithful work, your loving deeds, enduring hope because of your Lord Jesus. They're in the middle of persecution. They're in the middle of a storm. And what do they think about? They think about their faithful work, their loving deeds, and their enduring hope. They had faith, they had love, and they had hope because of Jesus. You and I should have faith, hope, and love because of Jesus. Jesus should be the center of our lives, who we think about. Jesus is the hope of the world. You've got the hope of the world in your life. In verse 5, he went on to say, for when we brought you the good news, it was not only with words, but also with power. For the Holy Spirit gave you full assurance that what we said was true. And you know of our concern for you from the way we lived when we were with you. So you received the message with joy from the Holy Spirit in spite of the severe suffering it brought you. I don't know about you, but for most of us, becoming a Christian didn't bring us any suffering. There was no severe suffering in our lives. It was a great thing. We entered into the promised land. We live in Tauranga. I always think it's the promised land. We live here. We don't seem to get the severe suffering, but these guys were in severe suffering. And this way, verse six, you imitated both us and the Lord. As a result, you have become an example to all the believers in Greece and throughout both Macedonia and Achaia. Achaia, there we go. That's what it says. It's good. Good news. In spite of their situation, they carried good news. They carried faith. They carried hope. They carried love. Do you carry faith, hope, and love? Is that more contagious in what you talk about than anything else that you talk about? We have the good news that cures a spiritual sickness or spiritual darkness. Jesus didn't come for the healthy. He came for the broken. He became a man just like us to save us. He loves us. Jared already talked about that this morning. He loves you. He wants you to be in a good place. Jesus befriended those who were rejected. He reached out to the messed up. He felt for the broken. He felt for the unrighteous, the broken. Jesus came for you and me. He came for broken people like me. Isn't it funny? We get so fixated on so many other things when really our main thing to be fixated on is Jesus. The main thing we should talk about is what Jesus has done in our lives. It's so easy for after a while to forget how good God's made it for you. Jesus came, lived a perfect life, and died for us. This is good news. It's good news for you, for me. Good news. Are you telling anybody about that good news? Are you spreading it as an answer to their life? Are you carrying something? Is what you're carrying worth catching? You know, I'm convinced that we carry a spirit wherever we go. I'm convinced that just like Jesus, you know, comes to the woman at the well, he's got springs of living waters. His encounter with her and her encounter with her, him, changed the life. Why? Because he had something to give. He had some life to give. And you know, so many people are crying out for someone to give them some hope and some life. And that's you. That's me. We're the people that should be the ones that make the difference, that they go away feeling better about life, not worse. If they go away with more fear in their lives, then I go, I don't think we've done our job. But if they go away with more faith, they go away, you know, feeling the presence of God, then we've done something to make a difference. Do you make a difference? Do people go when they come, when they're walking along and they see you, do they go, man, I just need to go have a chat to them? Or do they go, oh no, I'm not going to go talk to that person. What do you carry? Do you carry faith? Do people like being around you because you laugh? Or are you always intensely intense? Are you so grumpy? What do you carry? What do you carry? The fascinating thing is that what we carry, we attract the same. So if you've got a whole lot of people in your life that are depressing, maybe that's what you're carrying. Maybe you need some other people in your life that aren't. I think we've just got to be people that carry life. Now, you've got to go then to the spring and be getting life yourself. And you can't get it from anybody else except him. He's the living water. He's the Holy Spirit flowing up, bubbling up within you. Eleanor did a great message last week about speaking in tongues. Some of us are dry and weary because we just don't activate the spiritual in our lives. Some of us are dry and weary because we don't get the word into our lives. So we're running on a word that we had 5 weeks ago. I don't know about you, things change so fast. I need a new word every day. I need something that's getting me going because I want to live by faith. I want people to come and they get something. They go away going, man, I don't know what he said, but that was good. I felt good. I lifted. Are you lifting people or are you pushing them down? What if your faith became contagious? When everyone is afraid, you are known as a person of faith. Your faith, contagious. You believe in God, God will save. You've got a faith that spreads. You know, everywhere Jesus went, he had good news. He was the creator of good news. You know, in Matthew 9:26, he healed the sick and suddenly it started to spread. Everybody knew about it because this is good news. They needed good news just as much as we need good news. One of the things that we've been talking about in church is we need more testimonies of the good things happening. Because good things are happening and some of us don't even know. And if you've had something good happen to you, something where you go, God's intervened, then let us know. We want to tell everybody about it. One of the problems for the church, and I think Dave Mann says this, is that we don't tell enough about what we're doing. The church is doing great things in the community. the church, the big church, I think we are, but as a church in Tauranga, they're doing some amazing things. And people don't even know. We've got to tell them. But we've also got to tell them about the good things God's doing in our lives because people need to hear them. He's doing far more than we give him credit for. Jesus healed the sick. He cast out evil spirits in Mark 1:28. Suddenly everybody's coming to have a look. In Acts 6, the message continued to spread because people heard what was happening. Why did it spread? Three reasons. Because of their faithful work, their loving deeds, and their enduring hope. Faithful works, loving deeds, enduring hope. I've been probably playing into this when people feel that it's the end of the world. Man, is Jesus coming back? I'm going, yeah, he is. Yeah. Better tell everybody, hey. Better get on with it. I'm a carrier. I want to be a carrier of faith. Yeah. I want to be a spreader of the love of God. I want people to know that we've got the hope. Yes. Sometimes I wonder whether Christians have got anything. Sometimes I wonder. I spend some time with some non-Christian people and I think, man, they've got something. Wish some Christians had as much as what they had. And that's bad that I'd even think that. You should be carrying something. You should be excited. Look, the enemy's trying to discourage, push people down. The world's trying to do it. You should be the one lifting. You know, somebody said to me, oh, you're worried about, you know, whether we'll ever have church again. And, you know, like, church is never going to be the same again. But we're the church. Yes. Yeah, it's great we get to play in a building. But we don't need the building. The church is you. It's people. It's people that are excited about God. Look at China. China, the church in China has survived years of not being able to meet. In fact, they've grown. They've thrived. Let your light shine. Let's reach people. You know, how will they know that you're my disciple? How will we know? How did Jesus say? How would he know? How would the people around know that we're Jesus' disciples? It's not whether you're vaccinated or not vaccinated. That's got nothing to do with it whatsoever. What's it to do with it? It's how much you love one another. How much do you love one another? How much do you love people? Is your love bigger than the issue that you're facing or the situation you're facing with people? Is your love greater than that? How will they know? They will know because Christ's followers love people. By the way you empathize, by the way you pray for people. I always think that's a great reflection of how people are in their world, how many people they pray for. How many people do you pray for? Do you just pray for yourself and your family? Or are you praying for every person that comes? Are you on the prayer list going, I want to pray for other people? That for me is a sign of love. Yeah. If all you're in is your own world, your world gets smaller and smaller. But if you're into everybody else's world, go, man, I'm going to pray for that person. That person needs my prayer. You know, as a community, we're here to help. I want us to help more. Yeah. I feel there's more of a call on our church to help people than ever be there being. We need to be hope dealers, dealers of hope. Are you a dealer of hope? Do people come to you because they need their hope fix? It's funny, people, and I suppose I've been thinking, oh, when will it get back to normal? But do you know why sometimes we want to go back to normal? Normal's comfortable. Normal is about me, it's selfish. Normal is where it's spiritually safe. Normal is where the lukewarm sit. I don't know about you. I want to stir it up. I want to stir up. You should be more faith-filled than you've ever been in your life. Because you're in a battle. You're in a fight. And if he's got you discouraged and full of fear, then you're not going to do anything in the battle. Again, the more fearful you are, the more you look inward. The more faith you are, the more you look outward. Are you looking outwards? Are you going, man, what else? Who could I help? Who could I make a difference with? I think this is a wake-up call for the church. It's time to stand up. Not sit down. Oh, you're all sitting down. It's the opportunity to pray with people. There's more opportunity to pray for people than you'll ever have. When they start going on about how bad or how fearful, they say, yeah, we need to pray. Do you want me to pray for you? We should have more opportunities to pray and give hope. My hope's not in the government, I'm afraid. I believe we need to pray for the government. But my hope's not there. My hope's not in doctors. I think we need to pray for doctors and help them. My hope is not in some group that's going to change things. My hope's not even in spiritual leaders. My hope's in Jesus. Is your hope in Jesus? Is he the number one in your life? He's the one that makes you sit there and believe. My hope is in the one who spoke the world into being. The one who is all-knowing, all-powerful. The one who heals blind eyes, opens deaf ears, who has the power to raise the dead. That's who my hope's in. His name is above every name. Jesus is a door through who we enter. He's our spiritual bread that strengthens our soul. He's the one who delivers captives. That's why we got faith in him. He restores the broken, strengthens the weak. He's our provider, our comforter, our strength, our source, our redeemer, our rock. Is he your rock this morning? Our sustainer, our assurance, our firm foundation. He's our shelter in a time of trouble. He's our light when the world is dark. He's our Prince of Peace. Oh, I pray for more people to have peace. Do you need peace this morning? Why don't you just, again, let's close your eyes, wherever you are. Say, God, I need your peace. God, I need your peace. Some of us, there's things going around, fear about our kids, fear about our parents, fear about things in our lives. And you right now need to go to the Prince of Peace. And Holy Spirit, right now, I pray you'd give people peace. People that are fearful, people that are obsessed with thoughts that are negative, that are taking them down a path of depression. Father, I pray faith would come. We speak to that fear storm and we command it to go. The cloud would lift. Father, we thank you for your love, your light. He's the light of the world. He's our Prince of Peace, the Lamb of God. He's the Alpha and Omega. He was here at the beginning. He's here at the end. He's in control. He's the resurrection and the life. His goodness is indescribable. His power is incomprehensible. His grace is irresistible. At his name, darkness trembled, demons flee, death could not defeat him, the grave could not hold him. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Yeah. And I don't know about you, I feel way more secure knowing that than anything. Yes. Fear is contagious, but so is faith. Yeah. Hate is contagious, but so is love. Worry is contagious, but so is hope. Faithful works, loving deed, enduring hope. You're a hope dealer. Catch the passion. Be someone who gives life. Let your life shine. Faith, hope, and love are contagious. It's contagious. It affects people. I'm amazed how many even just kind words, how much they affect people. Words of hope, words of life. When's the last time you just checked on your neighbor, checked on somebody else rather than yourself? That's what we're here. We're here to give hope to people. Just came over to see that you're okay. I was thinking about you. We live by faith in Jesus. Musicians, you can come. Whatever's happening, you and I need to look to Jesus. How about you stand? Let's just pray. And then we're going to sing. Lord, I just thank you for your presence. Father, I thank you. You give us hope. Lord, right now I pray hope comes in. Lord, I pray we'd be full of hope, full of love, full of faith. No fear in us. If you've got fear thoughts, you've got to capture them. You've got to capture them and make them submit to the word. What's the word? What's Jesus saying to you now? I'm so conscious we've got to be listening for what he says to us. So why don't you just take a moment and listen. What is he saying to you? What's the word when you go, if Jesus, you're sitting there with Jesus, what word would he say to you? Is it be calm, peace, freely you receive, freely give? God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. You've got a sound mind. The enemy's trying to say your mind's flaky. No, you've got a sound mind. I walk by faith and not by sight. Holy Spirit. We're going to sing. I just want you to take a moment and just love God. Recenter yourself on him. Let me pray for you. Father, I pray for each person here that, Father, they walk out of here different. Lord, we get rid of all doubt. We take off all fear, all anxiety, Father. And when we walk out that door, when we get up from our lounge, Lord, we know things are different. Lord, we trust in you. Our trust is in you. Father, I pray for each person here that they bring hope to somebody this week. Lord, I pray they get an opportunity to share your gospel, Father. Lord, that they get an opportunity to meet a need. Father, that we get an opportunity to bring faith, to bring hope, and to bring love to this world. Lord, I pray you touch each person. We thank you for what you're doing in us and through us. Bless each person, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.